afternoon.
Now, you already have a chip van. What kind of places do you like to set up your chip van?
Well, I stood on two places until now, and the first place was on the on a potato field where farmers were harvesting their crops, and they ate their harvest immediately afterwards. So it was a kind of short cycle for the potato.
Mm.
So it has a kind of funny element in it, and I filmed, made a documentary out of it. And filmed the farmers visiting me and eating their French fries made from their own crops. So that was the first location. And after this action, I thought, well, maybe it would be good to be on a place where are no people, almost no people. So I came up with an idea to put the stall on an island in the north of Holland, on Terschelling. And I was standing at the end of the island, so you had to walk for almost an hour to reach me. And then we were between the birds and the sea and the seagulls in the middle of nowhere, smelling my fries and eating them.
And so, did any people come along and buy fries off you?
Yeah, well, I remember the first day I had two or three visitors who didn't expect me to be there because they were walking in their beautiful surrounding with only birds and seagulls. So, well, they didn't expect it. And some thought it was funny. Some were a bit mad for me disturbing the environment. But, it's really nice thing to do and to be in a landscape with a kind of strange performance.
Mm. Now, your next plan or intention is to locate the chip van on the South Pole. Presumably, yes. Logistically, this is a much more difficult task. How would you get it to the South Pole?
I came up with the idea after this action I told you about. I thought, well, it could be much more radical, so I chose Antarctica to be the next place. But we are planning to do a trip in south through South America, where originally the potatoes come from, and then we go to the south of Argentina and we cross by boat and try to get a place for the chip van. But I think we have to contact the scientific world because they have a kind of infrastructure over there and places to stay. So that's a process. I recently started this project, so this is a whole process coming out of it.
Yeah. Do you think you'll have to adapt to the chip van for the very low temperatures there?
Well, until now I have adapted so far. I built some skis for under the wheels, so we can transport it on the snow and the ice.
Mm.
But it's not a thing to live in, so I don't think I will isolate it or. But it's pretty cold over there, so I will be standing close to my gas fire, my gas stove.
And do you know whether gas stoves can operate at those kind of temperatures, or is there any special arrangements?
I don't think gas will do, but I have some contacts around me. They advise me to use a gasoline stove, so. That's not the biggest problem. One romantic aspect, I think, is I have to cut the potatoes in time before it's freezing. So on our trip by boat, you will receive a zone where it's only freezing. So you have to cut before you reach this zone, the potatoes.
Yeah.
And, these kind of elements are coming now, and today I got a telephone call from the Dutch government because you need a license to do these kind of things and you can't leave pollution and all these things. So, the process is going on.
Yeah. Do you have a rough idea of where in Antarctica you will locate it and why you might choose those particular locations?
Well, the ideal is, of course, to reach the real South Pole.
Mm-hmm.
But then you have to travel a lot by land. So I think the first goal will be at the edges of Antarctica, that there is more infrastructure. And, maybe we can arrange a trip to the real South Pole. But Well, that's all part of the process now.
In the various locations that you might end up at in Antarctica, will there be opportunities to sell your chips to people?
Yes, well, I don't have this illusion to sell a fry. It would be nice to if someone comes by, but well, for me, it's not the most important part of this action. I'm looking for this image, this picture of me standing with this stall in this landscape, in this almost violent landscape, and me being a human being, very small, with this little fry stall. So the image, we want to capture this image. So I bring also a lot of cameras and some people who will assist me making pictures and videos.
It's a very lonely image.
Yes. It's, I think a lot about loneliness in my work. And I also play a lot of different roles. So, well, I think when you're an artist, you can sometimes have the feeling you are not part of, maybe not part of society or part of the real world. You're always hovering above it and looking at it and sometimes get a conclusion out of it. So when I play my roles, I have the feeling I'm really part of society, but then again, I choose strange settings. Well, to have this different view on this reality.
Yeah. If you're on Antarctica and somebody comes along and attempts to buy chips from you, how much do you charge for chips?
Yeah, that's a good question. Well, now, for now, when I do when I did the first kickoff 2 weeks ago, also in a lonely landscape in the north of Holland, I asked €2 for a French fries with mayonnaise. Mm. So that's a good price, but... Well, maybe I should make an appointment with someone famous or someone influential and charge him, maybe a lot, because the environment is so strange and unique. Well, maybe we should higher up the price.
Yeah, maybe. and the person mightn't have euros.
No, of course, but we are in a global world, so it can be everything. Yeah. It can be pounds, can be dollars.
That's all right. Okay, so you will have change. Will you have a credit card machine?
No. No. It would be glad to have someone over there.
When are you hoping to do this?
Well, it's kind of big plan, so I think I need quite a period to arrange it. So I'm now focusing on the winter of 2018, because when it's winter in Europe, then it's summer in Antarctica.
Yeah. Well, we wish you the very best of luck with it. It's a fairly amazing idea. Arjen Borstra, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.